This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U Mobile.
This morning on the grill, I've got Young Bahamut Haniza Talha, the Selangor State Executive Councillor for Housing and Urban Living, with me on the grill. Now, welcome to the grill, YB.
Thank you, Chung.
Yes, I understand this is your maiden posting in the State Exco. You have been in the State Legislative Assembly since 2008, but yes, this is your first posting on the top table. Give us an assessment of what the first 3 months in this position was for you.
Thank you, BFM, for taking me in this morning. I think it's a very exciting and also very demanding post portfolio, especially housing. And also, I am in charge of urban life, and considering Selangor is going towards more than 90% urbanization, so urban life is something that is very serious and very important for the state government to look into.
So for the many thousands of Selangorians, or in fact Malaysians, who come to Selangor, it being the wealthiest state in the country, to find a living and to, I guess, find their riches, what is the biggest issue that faces them when they come in here from a housing and living perspective?
I think Selangor has been the favourite state for many to find a living. And this is also a challenge for the state government to provide enough housing for those people who are staying in Selangor, and also make sure that they have a home that is comfortable for them and their families. And that is why the state government has put our policy in housing as one family, one comfortable home. So we are in the process of looking into many areas in providing enough homes for those people who are, you know, coming over in Selangor. One is the affordable homes. We call it Rumah Selangor Ku, under controlled price, 42,000, between 42,000 and 250,000. And also we are looking into public housing. And we are, in the future, in the near future, we are working together with the ministry, KPKT, to build more public housing. These are for rental, of course. It's not for... we are not going to sell the units, because there are still people out there who are not able to own units at the moment, but they are able to rent these units at a very nominal price.
So this discussion, these notions that you're offering to us, is basically out of the whole universe of housing supply, excess inventory in the system, where developers are not selling properties because people can't afford it. This is basically affordable homes and state homes, public housing, right? What are the... Taking public housing for to start with, what are the issues there?
May I correct you? Rumah Selangor Ku is not actually a public housing, but it is a policy made by the state government to control the price so that it is more accessible to the B40 group as well as the M40 group. So we work together with the developers. They have their land bank and they develop this area. And we have certain guidelines for acreage that is more than 5 acres. They have to fulfill like 40 different percentage of Rumah Selangor Ku.
So you have been quoted in the newspapers as saying that the take-up rate is not as high as you thought. Excessive pricing was, I think, the quote that was attributed to you. Now, what I understand from Rumah Selangor is that 9 private developers have been contracted to do the building and the construction of these homes. So, you know, break it down for us, YB. What are the issues here?
Those 9 developers have been retracted their approval because they have not started any work since they've been awarded the, you know, the approval of their projects.
Who are these developers?
I cannot remember offhand, but we have certain guidelines, you know. After the approval of these projects, we have to start work not more than 24, we give them 24 months to do this thing. At least, you know, you submit your kebenaran merancang. But
is this under your remit, YB? How can you not remember these 9 developers?
That was previously before I came in.
Okay,
so in 2017.
So all 9 developers previously approved have not fulfilled their contractual promise of building on time. What is the reason?
I think this shows that there are actually developers who are more interested to develop free market units, you know, not the controlled units. So when they have got approval and they cannot see that they can make a lot of profit, then they, I think they just pull back and not proceed with the project. That is why the state government is very strict in making sure and monitoring those developers who have already got the approval. For one development mix, you know, they have the affordable ones as well as the high-end ones. But we have made it a procedure to start with the building of the affordable units first rather than the high-end ones.
So how are you restructuring this new program?
So we have these meetings regularly to monitor all these projects that we have approved the application and the
So how are you
status.
Restructuring this new program?
So we have this new RSKU 2.0.
What is RSKU 2.0?
Rumah Selangorku 2.0 with revised guidelines so that it is more sustainable with units small, maybe slightly higher in price in areas that are expensive in terms of the land price, like
But wasn't the, old, wasn't, the old, wasn't the old program criticized for being too excessively priced? Why are you having a higher priced one again?
These are areas only specific to areas like Petaling Jaya, Ampang Jaya, where the land price is very high. So we revised the price so that it's more suited for those areas. And bigger, and also the price is more affordable for areas where it is cheaper in terms of land price.
Okay, so how are you restructuring the new program to help, people that are desirous of a home to be able to afford this home?
We also go to more details because we don't want developers to compromise in terms of quality. You know, although it's priced at 42,000, but we will not deny the owners of quality. So we have specifically state what kind of floor finish, and you know the units are what kind of windows, casement. So it's more detailed.
Was the original program not successful because it was a qualitative issue, or was it because of a price issue?
I don't think it's not successful. I think you should, because there's no other states who are doing this affordable housing except for Selangor. So this is a first-time experience for the state government, and we are open for improvement. After 2014, come 2018, we have revised the guidelines to make it better.
So what
I
are
think
the new
we are very progressive in terms of, you know, making it sustainable, improving it. If we need to improve, then we have to improve.
So what do the new guidelines say?
So as I said just now, the areas, the floor areas are being revised so that it's more suited for areas who have to pay more for land price, and you have different designs. You have townhouses for areas that are pricey in terms of the land price, and landed ones in outskirts of our town area.
On the grill this morning, I've got YB Hanis Atala, the Selangor State Executive Councillor for Housing and Urban Living. We're going to be coming back with her views on government housing, affordable housing, urban poverty, as well as overdevelopment issues. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning, I've got YB Hanis Atala, the Selangor State Executive Councillor for Housing and Urban Living, on the grill with me. Now, we also talked about, YB,
yes,
the fact that you've got government housing for rental. Talk about that scheme for us.
Okay, the state government has started a new scheme. We call it Smart Saver, which is especially for those people who cannot own a house, can rent a unit. So we have like 348 units at the moment for rental. Those earning 3,000 ringgit and below is able to rent these units. And these units are situated in a few places in Selangor. There's one in Puchong and another one in Bangi.
Okay, so why did you break it down for me? Okay, you've got 348 units for rental versus how many units under Rumah Selangor for purchase?
At the moment, we have completed 15,000 units of Rumah Selangor Ku.
Of a targeted how many?
We are within the target, actually.
Okay.
We are going to build another 15 by 2021.
Okay, so within 3 years, you'll have about 30,000 units of Rumah Selangor housing for people to buy.
Yes.
But right now, you've only got 348 units for rental. Why is the bias in favor of units for purchase? Shouldn't rental be a more palatable option for someone who can't afford it?
Yeah, because in Malaysia, the culture is, you know, having a house is security. So everyone thinks that you need to have a house in able to feel secure. But after saying that, there are people who cannot afford to own units. So the government has started to buy units and put up for rental for this group of people. And
so within the same time frame, YB, within 3 years' time, how many units in Selangor will be available for rental?
We are going to buy more units and for 2019, actually, we are putting up in our budget an allocation to buy more of these units.
So within the same time frame, 2021, how many units will be available for rental versus the 30,000 available for purchase?
Okay, at the moment, we are also working together with the Ministry of Housing and Local Government. The state is willing to provide land, and the ministry is able to build these units of public housing. So this public housing is available for rental. So at the moment, we have one in Lembah Subang that is under the ministry. There's like more than 500 units there, and we are going to top up the number. And
so by 2021, how many available units will there be for rental versus the 30,000 available for purchase?
We have we are waiting actually for the Dasar Perumahan Negara, which will be launched this September. So we will see what the federal government has in the pipeline, and we are going to work on that.
So YB, I think the issue really is the whole ownership, the whole abode ownership issue. Okay, I think the cultural notion is for ownership to be the preferred notion because you own your property.
Yes,
and you've got
right.
a secure home over your head. But the problem is for people who cannot afford it, they're taking on this leverage at a cost. They are part of the debt loop, and if they can't afford to pay their installments, they get, at the worst case scenario, become adjudged a bankrupt.
Yeah, but
now, once you're adjudged a bankrupt, that's very tough conditions to be in.
It is.
Should home ownership be the dream that it currently is?
I think we should promote more on, even globally, more people are going for rented units rather than own units because mortgage is so expensive and unaffordable. So I think what we should give an option to the people in Malaysia, not necessarily owning a unit is the in thing, but actually having a house or a roof above your head is the more important thing. So,
do you believe that's the more important thing?
Come again?
YB, as the state exco for housing and urban living, do you personally think that home ownership for people who can't afford it is the right thing to do?
I don't think that would be the right thing because I think if you can't afford to own a home, then go for the other option that is renting a unit. And these units are still accountable units. They are in terms of quality, in terms of the surroundings. We are not going to compromise in terms of quality of life.
I have in the grill with me this morning YB Hanis Atala, the Selangor State Exco for Housing and Urban Living. Now, if you accept the notion that home ownership should, it can be a dream that is out of reach for people who can't afford it, right? What is the state government's policy on shelter for less financially capable households in this country if home ownership is not the issue? I have asked you and you have not given me an exact number for a 3-year time frame for a number of few housing units for rental within 2021. What is the state's policy clearly on this issue for rental units by 2021?
At the moment, we have just embarked on having the units for rental, because before this, we are, you know, the state government is doing it on its own without the cooperation with the federal government. So since May 9th, we are aligned with the same government at the federal level. So there is actually a way of working together in providing more units for the people in terms of renting the units. Because at the moment, in 2014, the state government only worked out or tried to provide units for people to own it. So since now we are working together with the federal government, we are looking into rental units.
One of the other issues that have been a malaise of the previous administration was overdevelopment. And the number of landslides through the years have been quite alarming. And I think recently the HS carried stories about how various land titles and home and ownership has been sold to developers under the previous administration. What is the new government's plan to... I guess, correct those wrongs and to address this whole concern of overdevelopment in the state?
I think that issue it happened in outside Selangor. I think that for Selangor, we have been monitoring the, you know, the land sale, as well as at the moment since 2008, the government has not given land to developers, because that approach or that strategy has been used by the previous government. They have given land to developers to develop, and one.
Have you
of
been
the
to Section 17 recently, YB?
Come
Section
again.
Section 17. Have you been there recently? Section 17.
No. Yes.
No? Okay.
What happened?
Literally about 10 to 15 feet from the single story terrace houses in Section 17. There was a mall, which is about, I don't know, 30 stories high with a multi-story car park right in the middle of the neighbourhood. Things like that happened under the previous administration. How will you and the new state government address this?
I think that must be, because whatever planning, it comes first from the Rancangan Fizikal Negara, and then it goes to the state, Rancangan Pembangunan Negeri, Rancangan Struktur Negeri, and then Rancangan Tempatan. So that, I think, comes under the local government, RTPJ. Section 17 is PJ, isn't it? RTPJ, Rancangan Tempatan Petaling Jaya. So at the moment, we, in the Rancangan Tempatan PJ, they have not specified each plot on how many plot ratio, what is the density. So it is actually when a developer wants to develop the land, they will apply for the planning units, and the committee, a one-stop center, will decide on the density of the area.
Well, it just seems as if in Selangor at least, the property developer is an all-powerful group that is able to build and to develop and to, I guess, profit at the expense of people who can't really afford it. Now, as the state exco for housing and urban living, in your new position in the state exco, how are you, if at all, addressing this whole notion?
We want to revise back and see what are the things that we can make in order to make sure there will not be an abuse of the usage of land, especially in areas that are very expensive, And I think learning from our neighbors in south of the peninsula, they have specifically stated the ratio, the plot ratio for each plot of land, a very detailed planning for the whole island. So I think learning from them, we should embark on those lines in order to maintain what kind of development, you know, what kind of density, as well as to make sure it's not going to be, we're not going to overdo it, you know.
So at this point in time, what are the main points of your policy for housing for underprivileged families in the state?
As I said just now, one family, one comfortable home. It's not necessarily owning the home, but you know, a rented unit can also be a comfortable home for each for a family. So we are going towards that, and we are making sure those who have already got a unit will still enjoy the comfortable units by we are continuing the scheme charia. Scheme charia is actually the government is helping the strata owners to refurbish their units.
Okay.
In terms of physical outlook as well as the roofing and also the sewerage.
Okay, YB, I understand you're also the currently the PKR Wanita Deputy Chief, but you're challenging Fuzia Saleh for the post as the head honcho. What is your policy in terms of helping the plight of the fairer sex?
Helping the?
Women.
Women. Okay, our work actually has been, we have already started this campaign right from beginning and until now to see more women participation in decision-making levels. So we are going to the state government, promoting this to the local government as well as advocacy towards women to come forward and offer themselves.
Why haven't more women participated in the past?
We are in the in that direction. Of course, there has to be a start, you know. And then the numbers are increasing. More women are offering themselves to be involved. And I can see now we have more women counsellors. And I think it's very helpful since the minister has already made a statement demanding the local local government, local councils to have at least 30% women in their number of councillors.
Do you think that's a fair ratio, or do you, would you
rather
see more?
That is the least number that we can ask at the moment, because globally there is the critical mass. You know, 30%, then only you can see the effect. Less than that, maybe it will, you know, you will not be felt. Your presence. So we are going for 30% first, and after that, when we have passed the mark, we will go for more.
Why,
but don't feel. I hope all the male counterparts will not feel threatened, because we are complementing your role together in building the nation.
It was a genuine pleasure talking to you, YB, and for your insight. So good luck with the position.
Thank
for the next 3 years.
Thank you very much.
We were talking to YB Hani Satala, the Selangor State Executive Councillor for Housing and Urban Living, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's Mobile Data Service Provider of the Year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.